B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
What you need to know about the winter weather on the way. Former Mass Governor Deval Patrick may be making a big announcement and big day for Disney fans, but it's not all great news. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Here's the last sound you'd expect to hear when Drake takes the stage.
Damn, Leroy has your sports.
And good old Santa may have a special gift for Celtics fans on Christmas Day.
But first, winter weather in the forecast today and tomorrow. So rain is... I know. I mean, come on. Rain's coming in today. Then temperatures are going to drop throughout the day. The cold air could switch the rain to snow this afternoon. And then the snow would start in Worcester and further west around noon, changing over in Boston around 2 p.m. But we're not getting like a whole lot of snow. And bundle up because record cold temperatures will be moving in tomorrow. Wind chills, it'll be in the single digits. So get ready.
That means when I go to take my dog out tomorrow morning... The steps are going to be icy. I'm going to be half asleep. He's going to pull to run down the stairs.
You're gonna bust your ass.
And one time he pulled me down, yo, I went boom, 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 ass. Luckily landed on my feet and landed standing up. And all I ever think of is, if I somehow get knocked unconscious, it will be hours. By the time you guys found me, I'd be dead. I'd be there, snow beyond me.
Dog's licking your face.
No, my dog is so not faithful to me. He'd be gone chasing something.
Damn. Well, it looks like another person maybe throwing their hat in the already crowded ring in the run for president. Reports say that former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick may be changing his mind and is considering making a last-minute entry into the 2020 presidential race. He'll have to make the decision soon, though, because to be eligible, you have to file by Friday. And big day for Disney fans as Disney Plus has launched.
Crap, how do I lock my
way? Did you get...
No, I'm going to do it right now. Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody else has been, like, purchased already. Streaming service has a lot of people excited, but there are some big movies that won't be available yet. Some of the movies that are missing, Coco, Up, Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War, and Toy Story 4. And they say most of the absences have to do with licensing and exclusivity deals that were previously negotiated. And there are also some rights issues that didn't get worked out as well. So, but they're coming. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, it's been a week since we found out that T.I. takes his 18-year-old daughter Deja to her OBGYN and has her tested to make sure her hymen is still intact, and now we know exactly how his daughter feels about it. Last week, she went on a liking spree, liking a bunch of tweets that were saying T.I. was being possessive and disrespectful, and now Deja has unfollowed her dad Instagram. T.I. himself has yet to publicly comment since the backlash and the podcast he appeared on has since been deleted. Bad news for anyone rooting for Lamar and Chloe to get back together. Lamar has just gotten engaged to his girlfriend of 4 months, 32-year-old Sabrina Parr. It happened at a dinner date in Miami, and Lamar posted on his Instagram, "Introducing my new fiance, soon to be Mrs. Parr Odom. She's the one." And for the most part, people seem happy for them, with at least one exception. Lamar's son, Lamar Jr., who wrote in a now deleted comment, quote, "Not a..." Well, sort of. "Not a text or a phone call to see how people who've known this dude his whole life to see how we feel or react. New shorty for 4 months and already got you twisted. Family and friends already don't approve a homegirl, but already she got your ass in a sunken place. Shame family got to find out on social media, but that's how life's been all the time as the son of an Odom."
There's some dude right now who's been like online dating and he's a good guy, got a good job, treats women good. And he can't find anybody. And Lamar Odom, who, let me remind you, was found almost dead in a brothel full of surrounded by drugs and hookers.
Yes.
Just got engaged to a woman after 4 months.
That should show you this, you know? It can happen for you, too.
As long as, you're almost 7 feet tall and worth millions.
And Drake had a rough night on Sunday after being a special guest at Tyler, the Creator's Camp Flog Nah Music Festival. Drake came out as the surprise guest headliner, which sounds all well and good. Problem is, fans were expecting Frank Ocean. So after about 15 minutes of listening to Drake, the fans got restless and let Drake know exactly how they felt about him being there.
"If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. What's up?
Frank!
If you want to keep going, I will keep going.
going tonight.
That was when he left. Yeah, that audience doesn't like Drake.
Yeah, well,
then he went home and counted all his money.
Yeah, exactly. Tyler, the Creator, as you could expect, he wasn't happy with the way his guest was treated, going on a Twitter rant yesterday saying, I thought bringing one of the biggest artists on the effing planet to a festival was fire, but flip side, a little tone deaf knowing the specific crowd he drew.
Your audience likes artists who they think nobody else is into.
Well, like it's more of an indie type special. I mean, and he...
And once that artist blows up, then they suck.
Right. And he admitted that, saying it was tone deaf, the decision. But he added that, quote, that Ish was like mob mentality and cancel culture in real life. And I think that Ish is effing trash. Then thanking Drake and saying he was pissed off because he knew Drake was about to do Hotline Bling. And that's his favorite song. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia wants to return next season. I know. After just playing 9 games in the last 2 seasons, he needs to cut it out. I mean, good guy, but retire. And the only reason why I'm mentioning this story is because at the same time, the Sox are talking about getting rid of Gold Glove winning American League MVP Mookie Betts. Makes no sense. Imagine that. Betts gone and Pedroia comes back. I'll be done. All right. Crazy Monday Night Football game between the Seahawks and the 49ers. Yes, that game was great. The game went into overtime and the Seahawks hit a field goal and give the 49ers their first loss of the season with a 27-24 victory. No Gordon Hayward last night, but no problem for the Celtics. They beat the Mavs 116-106. As far as Gordon Hayward, he has successful surgery on his fractured left hand yesterday. He'll be out for 6 weeks. So if you do the math, right? Do the math. I'm telling you right now, Santa's a good. That's right.
7 foot white boy.
That's right. Gordon could be back for his first game on Christmas Day versus the Raptors. All right. So Merry Christmas.
So Leroy.
Yeah.
So the Celtics have, do they have the best or one of the best records?
They have the best record right now.
Mm-hmm. And that's without Kyrie Irving, correct?
Yeah, you know what? I will admit I was wrong. I thought about this yesterday watching the team. I was wrong.
The dude, he was just a bad, the chemistry wasn't there.
Yeah, I was wrong. No problem admitting that.
Don't worry, he'll blow his knee out in about 6 weeks.
Bruins-Panthers tonight at 7 p.m., and that's just sports.
All right, your good news today. So sometimes your kids getting in trouble can be a good thing. Joe Will is 9 years old, and he kept getting in trouble at school because he kept doodling during class. And Joe's parents decided, you know what? Let's send him to some after-school art classes. And he was starting to get recognized for his work. Some people at a local restaurant noticed, and he was invited to use his talents to decorate the dining room of the restaurant. It took Joe 12 hours to illustrate the wall, and now Joe is known as the Doodle Boy. He has his own website and social media, and Joe's father says he has some advice for parents. Encourage your kids to follow their passion and their dreams.
I hope you were listening, kids. Don't listen to your parents. Keep getting in trouble. It'll make you money.
Great. That's your good news, and this report made hot by Benjamin Franklin Institute of Technology, providing affordable college degree programs that lead to high-paying tech careers. Visit bfit.edu today.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.